thank you, Commissioner Stroud. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to be brief because I think the superintendent covered what needed to be said, what needed to be covered. The first thing I want to say is the reason, despite what you have heard, the reason the Secretary of Transportation took this action going back to June was to improve this academy. I'd like to dispel whatever rumors you've seen, stuff on the internet, other projects that the Maritime Administration is trying to do with the National Security Multi-Mission Vessel and the other state academies. That's part of our mission. That's what we do. So the people out there who are trying to paint a picture that this action was taken so that we could build a case for that, or that we could close the academy, I've heard some, and you've heard this is not new to anyone. I stood up before you and told you all that's nonsense. I'm telling you that again. The Secretary took this action to improve this academy so that it can fulfill its mission, so that it can provide value to the taxpayers, to the American people, something that every one of you, the LMI report has recognized, has a dedication and a desire to do. I know it's something that I've done throughout my whole career. That's why this action was taken. It's a difficult one to take. It's hard. There are people who believe the finger is being pointed at them. And I can tell you I'm very sensitive to those feelings. I was a mariner for 17 years. I was out there. I didn't like the fact that somebody was saying we have this issue, because I know how I tried to address it during my career. But we have to take, as the superintendent said, we have to look at this very, very candidly, frankly, and with courage. And with the courage that I know each and every one of you has, because I sat where you sit now. When we sat with the leadership team, there were people taking notes, and that's what I emphasized to them. I said, if you're going to take a note, take that note, take that back to everyone that you see who has an interest in this issue in this academy, that the Secretary took this action to improve this program. I also want to give a message to the people who have been victimized, who have come forward, those who haven't, those who have made efforts to address this amongst you. I would also include the faculty and the staff, everyone who just left the room, and I hope that I do have time to get to those meetings as well. I want to commend you. I want to tell you that you're supported. The superintendent also enumerated what's going on in the Congress. What we are doing here is now part of the law. So that action is happening, and it will continue to happen. I see some of this internet banter that as soon as this administration is over, this is going to go away. It won't. So for those who have been dealing with these issues, for those who want to deal with this issue, don't know how, the environment is about to change. The environment is about to change. The Congress, the incoming administration, the outgoing administration are focused on this. So I want you to take encouragement, and I want everybody here to be encouraged that you will get a handle on this, you will improve our institution, and when you graduate from here, you'll look back and say, yeah, I went through it. I did my senior on the RRF vessels. I did it on MSC vessels. But I came back, and with my classmates, with the other folks who were here in all these different classes, we made a difference, and we changed this institution so that when people look at this academy, they understand that it truly is a world-class academy with a world-class environment, with world-class people who don't shy away from their issues. They don't shy away from their challenges. They meet them. And they meet them together. They meet them with dedication, with affection for one another and support for one another. Because that's what we preach, and that's what we're going to do. So I think at this time, I guess we're going to have some questions and those types of things. I'm not quite sure what the program is, but I will be around here all afternoon, and I will be available. So if you want to come up to me, have something to say, something you want to add, you're certainly welcome to do it. At this time, I'll turn it over to Commander Stroud for his remarks.
Okay, I'm going to talk for a little bit. Our leadership is in the back. We're going to discuss what we're going to do after a few minutes. I discussed this with you. A couple of things. First, really three C's that have been out there that you should have heard several times. The biggest one being change. We need to have a change. That change needs to be in our climate, which is a little bit easier to change, the hard C to change, but our culture. Now, to actually change a culture, it's the people sitting in this room right now that actually can change it. I can preach all I want, jump up and down, stop, give out the merits. All that doesn't change anything. It's up to you collectively as a group to decide it's time to change. Now, there's things in the culture right now that probably need to stay. You need to take a hard look. What is part of it? That seamanship culture, that sea history that goes in behind it. You should be excited. There's a lot of blown faces, but you are allowed to have your commercial sea to your back. You should be excited about that. Now, everybody wearing a 17 on their chest, they don't care. They're out of here in a couple months. The rest of you are going to have to go on training checks. So you should be excited. You get back out, get back to the way that piece used to be. The pieces that need to change inside our culture and our climate is how we treat each other. What we learn when we're out at year and what we bring back to the campus with us. You leave here, in your 2020s, you're going to be young 18, maybe 19 years old. You're going to be around a bunch of old progeny guys like me. So you're going to say things and do things that aren't right. You need to know that it's not right. You need to not accept it because they're doing it. And you don't need to bring that back. Their attitudes on members of the opposite sex, their attitudes on alcohol. Some of them, their attitudes on work ethic. And some of the pieces that we're trying to get built back in for those who just returned, that reintegration piece. Give you an opportunity to talk about the whole experience while you were out. And through that, a bad experience came out. Certain company with a certain individual on a certain ship. And it was verified by multiple midshipmen that this was going on. Because of that, because of what you said, you being willing to talk about your experiences and what you went through, was pushed up the chain to that company. The company took action. He's been removed off the ship. And he's waiting some disciplinary action beyond that. You all are far enough along to know that pure act of getting removed off the ship is a kiss of death. So, we're starting to move in that right direction. We're getting there. But we got to keep working together. And it's going to be all 700 of you, which I know some of you aren't here anyway, all of you working together to decide we want to make a change. We want the place to be better than when we first came here, all the 17s. That's got to be your legacy. How it was when you came in, how it is when you leave out. And then when you come back, like Mr. Rodriguez, you get to beat your chest on what you did and how you left the place 1,000 times better than when you got here. And hopefully the class behind you leaves it better than you, and so on and so on. So there is great pride when you come back here with your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So your family legacy wants to come back and go to the same institution, so you can grow up to be the same young man or woman that you are at this point in time. That's all you. We're going to do that, and we're going to lead the way. When I say we, I mean the regiment, I mean you, are going to lead the way for this entire campus. By doing things the regimental way, by having faith and confidence in the regiment, in each other. We're going to do that. We're going to have work ethic. I think you guys already have that. That's an bust your butts constantly in classes or out on the King's Pointer or out on RFS ships. You're out working all the time. Your work ethic is there. We're going to keep building on it, always working, trying to better ourselves. We're going to be accountable. Accountability. The best kind of ability is accountability to each other, up and down the chain. I'm accountable to the superintendent. I hold the CEOs and the Commandant staff accountable. You need to hold your midship and leadership accountable. They need to hold you accountable. CEOs need to hold the personnel inside their company accountable. That's up and down. Hold each other accountable and hold your chain accountable. Respect for each other. Respect for the institution. Respect for the industry that you're going into. You can always make things better. You can't stay the same. You're either going to get worse or you're going to get better. You need to decide which way you want to push that organization. So respect for the industry that you're trying to make your life around. Okay? Family. You guys need to look at yourselves, your brothers and sisters. You're in this together. Some of you are in the roommate since NDOC. You know each other, inwards and backwards. So if you're brothers and sisters, who am I? I'm your dad.
Knowing each other inwards.
Down the road. Now, you're still breaking up? Okay. guys come on down here, all your little group things. Who's back there? Okay, back there. I don't know, I asked you, I didn't hurry, yeah, I don't know.
Later, buddy.